This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, October 14. A new name. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 32. That night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." The sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon. One of the hardest things for any of us to do is to admit our faults. It's much easier to tell ourselves that life's problems come from outside, from the people or circumstances around us. Sure, we're not perfect, but who is? So we hide our sins from ourselves. Jacob had become very good at hiding. Throughout his life, he had been a schemer. He knew how to manipulate people to get his way. But finally, in this strange wrestling match, God forced Jacob to recognize who he was. In the Bible, names are a big deal. A name says something about a person's identity and character. The name Jacob means deceiver. And in this story, Jacob has to admit to himself and God, "Yes, that is who I am." Who are you? God asks the same question of each of us, not because he wants to embarrass us, but because he longs to redeem us. When we come to God, when we admit our sin and our need for God's grace, God gives us a new identity in Christ. Jacob may have walked away from his wrestling match with a wound, but when God does the wounding, it's always for our good. And from that day onward, Jacob began to live with a new identity, one given by grace. May we do the same. Pray with me. Thank you, God, that you pursue and confront us until we recognize our sin and our need for you. We confess our guilt. In your grace, give us a new identity in Christ. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.